My mind should not be pulled towards any people. I'm sure you all have seen Brother Brijmohan. Yeah? Have you not? You've heard him, you've seen him. His mother, both the parents were in knowledge. It was they who brought them and his brothers in knowledge. And Jagmohan, Brijmohan, you know, brothers. And his mother was known in Yagya very much, and everybody used to call her Chachi, auntie, you know. And she was in her last time, she was in the hospital in Delhi. She was a bit, you know, unwell, and she was hospitalized. And every day Brijmohan Bhai used to go and visit her in the hospital. And now this soul could understand that she doesn't have much time in her life and she might leave any moment. So she made a conscious effort. I should not have anybody before me when I leave my body. I should leave my body, just Baba in front of me, Baba in my mind, Baba in my eyes, Baba in my heart, and so leave the body. And the day she left her body, and that was so, you know, firm in her mind, the day she was leaving her body, her assistant, she got her ready, you know, have shower and put on clothes and everything. She had her breakfast. And then since morning that day, she did not speak. She was in silence. So she had a bath, she had a breakfast, and she was, even though her assistant was talking to her, you like breakfast, is it okay, and that and this, she just smiled, never answered, she never speak. Okay, so she got her dressed and she said, comb my hair, everything ready. She was absolutely ready. She got on her bed and she said, you can go, and she just made a signal, you can go and do your work, whatever you want to do. So she went to wash her clothes or whatever she wanted to do. And that day, the circumstances help us when we have a firm aim. That day there was so bad traffic that Brijmohan Bhai couldn't come the time that he used to come every day. So she was on her bed, Baba was in front of her, Baba's picture, meditation, she left. When Brother Brijmohan and Ashaben, whoever, they all came, she had a very beautiful smile and that yoga state, and her eyes little open, and the soul had gone. So they came, and the sister who was that assistant asked, how is Chachi, how is auntie? So, yeah, she's very well, and I think today she's in silence. She has not been speaking. She is making very deep effort. She has not been speaking since morning. So when Brijmohan Bhai came, everybody came. She was sitting and they were talking, but she never answered. They still made a joke that she is in silence today, but the soul had left long back. One Baba, nobody else. All the time we were making effort. You're 20 years in knowledge, 30 years in knowledge, 40 years in knowledge. How long I'm in knowledge? We have been hearing, listening to the knowledge, speaking knowledge for so long. But my aim is one Baba in my mind. Because this is the biggest paper we all have to answer. Little attachment, one desire, can pull the soul back. and the soul is trapped back in that same karma accounts and pulling and sorrow and distress and bitterness, liking, not disliking, back to the same vicious circle. And so the aim is, even people who love us, even people who don't love us, for me, my mind should be the same. I should not get attracted, get attached to someone who loves me, or I should not develop a hate towards somebody who doesn't love me. Because both are attachment. Hatred is also attachment. Love is also attachment. Because mind still will be pulled towards both. If I hate somebody, if I dislike somebody, mind is pulled towards that person again and again. Sometimes we remember a person who we hate more than the person we love. The person who hurt us, we remember him more than the person who helped us. Yes? No? The person who created that bitterness, we remember more than the person who created sweetness in the heart. So both are attachment. And Baba says the final, only one question we have to answer, the last question and the first question, in fact, the only question, and that question Baba has already given us the answer, and that question has come in my life several times. Sometimes yes, I have passed, sometimes maybe I haven't. And that paper is detachment. Free from attachment. And to be totally absorbed in one. Become the embodiment of awareness. And to be free from attachment is the only question we have to answer throughout the spiritual journey. Yes, this question has appeared to us many times in terms of hatred, in terms of dislike, in terms of attachment. Attachment could be for people, could be for things, could be for place, could be even for your past things. You know, many times people feel difficulty in forgetting the past situations, past incidents, past things that has happened. It occurs to the mind again and again. It pops up in the mind again and again. They want to forget it, but they want to let go, but they can't because they're holding on to it. Attachment is nothing but holding on to something. Like when I hold on to this mic for a long time because I like it, or maybe because I don't. If I hold on to this for 5 minutes, what happens to my hand? Yeah? And if I say, oh Baba, please help me to get rid of this pain. It's very painful. Please Baba, get me rid of this. So what will Baba say? How will I get rid of this pain? I just have to let go. So when I'm holding something physically that creates pain, stress, and a deep sense of desire, longing for freedom, when I hold many things in my mind, there's also pain, stress, and deep sense of desire for freedom. I want to be free, but it's me who's holding. Nobody's holding me. I'm holding too many things. And this is the biggest paper. And over a period of time, I would say ever since I was born in this body, or maybe even from the last many several births, I've developed, you know, liking for a definite kind of taste. Excuse me. I like the typical taste. Now, it could be taste of a person's love, taste of being in a company, taste of that place, taste of some things, any taste that I like. Then my mind gets attached to that particular taste, and then I long for that taste again and again. My mind goes back again, want to have the taste more. So there are many subtle bondages that we all have created for ourselves. Nobody create bondage for ourselves, but we, my own desire, my own likings, my own dislike, my own interest in that particular taste that I've developed, I have created a bondage. And then now I want to free myself from that bondage, but I don't know the way. Yes, I know knowledge. Yes, I can repeat the knowledge. Yes, I understand Baba's love. I believe my relationship with Baba is very good. But then I lack energy. I lack that strength to get over the bondages that I've created. You see? Because it's only me who stand my way to progress. If you're on my way, I can push you and I can go. But if I'm my way, who's going to push me? I can't push myself. So tapasya. Why Baba emphasize on yoga every day? The important thing is yoga. The important thing is yoga. The main thing is yoga. Even in today's Murali Baba said the main thing is yoga. Almost in every Murali Baba talks about the main thing. He talks so many things, and he says the main thing is yoga. Because it is this yoga that gives us the strength to get over those attachments, the strings that I've created for myself subtly. And for me, yoga is nothing but the true love for God. It's not a very difficult task at all. It's not a formal definition people give. Yoga is concentration, yoga is this, yoga is that, blah, blah, blah. But for me, yoga is my heart full of love for God, the true love. And I love Him so much, so that I experience His love in return. And my love for God gives me multi-million times His love for me. And it is this love that gives me strength to get over all these subtle strings that I've tied myself. And it's not only the love that works as a strength, but it is this love that is a beautiful company through this journey when I have to walk all by myself. Because the spiritual journey is your journey. You alone in the journey. Although we are all together, but then I have to get over this. I have to walk through this path myself. And I can't hold on to anybody, even though all of you are there in the same path. but I can't hold on to your hand. Only one person who can hold on to me, I can hold on to, is God. Each one of us have to hold on to one. We can't hold on to each other. Then again, that becomes a subtle string, karma bondage. Yeah. And so, this is a big question. That in the first place, I need to understand where my mind is pulled to. What are the things? What are the directions? Which are the directions that my mind is, pulled? And second thing, I should not give a reason for my mind getting pulled. Please never blame anybody for your state of mind. It is because of this my mind is stressed. It is because of him I am like that. It is because of this situation my mind feels this. You only and only are responsible how you feel all the time. Please. And I believe my world, my life is nothing but what I think, what I feel, what my nature is, what I do and what I speak, how I behave. That's my world. And if I'm able to incorporate the spirituality in how I feel, how I think, how I speak, what I do, how I interact, then I'm a yogi. Because it's only and only me who can make, only I can make choice how I feel. You can't make choice. You can't make me feel how I want to feel. If I do that, it means I'm not strong. You can influence me. So the last time will be such that Baba many times have described, the last time will be, we will be surrounded by many, many situations, odd situations, where people will be killing each other, bloodshed, war, souls, bodiless souls wandering, wanting peace, and my own physical body, and five elements getting absolutely in disorder, when all these things at a time in a very absolutely disordered state, what should be my state of mind? That's only possible when my mind is absolutely strong, that all these things will not have an influence on the soul. And I'll be able to cross this situation very easily. I can overgo because I'm detached. I'm detached from the body. I'm detached from the external things. I'm detached from the people's behavior. And I am so contented and happy. So I don't have any desire of wanting, of liking, of disliking. And so my mind is free. I'm satisfied, I'm contented, my mind is free. Now, this state of mind is so strong and secured that I am immune to the external situations. Now, people, nature, things cannot influence me. People also nowadays talk about all these black magics and, all black, whatever you call that, occult, And the third thing is, how clean calm our mind is. Because the actual strength is the strength of purity. The biggest strength Baba has ever described in the Murli is the biggest strength is the strength of purity. If I hold on to anybody's negative or their weakness, their shortcoming in my mind, that's impurity. You did a mistake, you misbehaved, and if I remember that you misbehaved with me, if I remember that you have this weakness, that's impurity. I don't have that weakness. You have it, but if I remember, that's also a black mark in that white clean sheet. So the strength of purity is where I am able to oversee, I'm able to forgive even the mistakes of others. I'm able to forgive and clear it out from my mind, even those who have hurt me, yeah? And not hold on to that hurt, hold on to that bitterness. All, you know, Didi always used to say, Didi Manmohini, because I came to Baba when I was 8-9 years old, and in 70s. And Didi Manmohini was, I'm sure you have heard or seen or whatever. She always used to say, when your mind is even little unhappy, you can't connect to God. Because that unhappiness or sadness is very, very heavy. The heaviest thing in the world, in the universe rather, heaviest thing possible. People say, or even in the scriptures it's written, the heaviest thing is sin. And sorrow is the result of sin. If sin is heavy, the sorrow is heavier. Sadness is heavier. So even little sadness the soul has cannot fly. My connection with God is not possible. We sometimes say, oh, I feel little low. It's not actually little low, but this little low, little sadness, little upset, this pulls the soul down because it's heavy. It's very heavy. What I consider to be little is very heavy because it's a fruit of sin. Fruit of sin is sadness, upset, sorrow, bitterness. So if I carry bitterness for any reason, even if it's not my fault, it might be somebody else's fault, it might be something, whatever it is, anything that is against my original religion of peace and quiet and stillness cannot allow me to fly. Pulls me down. And so the first lesson Baba taught is, you're a soul and you're a peaceful soul. You're not a disturbed soul. You're not upset soul. You're not bitter soul. And that's the reason Baba every day say, sweet children. Because that's what I am. Sweetness. More sweet, more lighter. I don't mean in terms of sugar. I don't mean in terms of toli. Don't say, oh, sister said sweetness is light, so let me eat 2 laddu. No, please. This is in terms of my feeling. If I feel very sweet inside, it gives me energy to fly. If I feel sweet inside, it gives me energy to detach myself from many negative things. Sweetness attracts sweetness. Bitterness attracts bitterness. If you're sad, situations, people, whatever you see makes you more sad. Because you start connecting everything in that link. You want to watch a television, you want to listen to a song. You feel like listening to sad songs. Sad, that attracts you very much. Because sad attracts sad. Darkness attracts darkness. If you're sad, you want to be alone, you want to be in dark. You don't feel like turning on bright light. You want to keep very low light. Or maybe no light, I don't know. But that's not why we are here for. We are the light, we are the lamp for others. We are here to bring others from darkness into light. I'm not here to go to darkness. I'm not here to be sad, to be bitter, to hold on to that bitterness. No, please. We have no time. We don't have much time. Anything might happen to anybody, anywhere. And so, if my inner being, my feelings, if they are very light and sweet and, you know, still and peaceful and full of energy and satisfied, it doesn't take me long to fly. And please, please, never ever feel sad that nobody is helping, your lokiks are not helping, even though you did so much for them, they're not even asking you if you had your lunch. They don't even call you. They don't bother. They don't bother. Lokik doesn't bother. Doesn't matter. If they don't ask, very good. If they don't call, very, very good. If they call, fine. Answer. Don't call. Don't call also. As much as possible, wind up. It's time to go. Winding up is very much important. Why I am still expecting people to love me, expecting people to help me, expecting people to do things. I don't need anything. If it's possible, okay. Not possible, it's okay. And this is called as one faith, one strength. If you start remembering many, many people, Baba say, okay, you go, let them, I'm not going to come. This is what is called true love. In sorrow, in happiness, in difficult, in whatever, only one Baba, he will help, he will. That faith, that love, he has to do it. Why is he here for? I've given my life to him, yeah? That love and that love. Because he can reach anywhere, anytime, in no time. For a person to reach takes a while. But for God to reach doesn't take time at all. So, why am I relying on people, anticipating, expecting, still, and feeling disappointed and sad when it doesn't happen the way I want them to do? When it doesn't happen the way I thought people will do for me, no? So please, I need to liberate myself from all these sad feelings. Possible? Possible? Those who are sleeping can answer this question. Yeah. You're closing your eyes so you can answer the best. Is it possible to liberate myself from that sad, low feelings? Depressed feelings? Even though we are... Okay, nobody is here. Even though we are in knowledge for that long time, we are still sad. Yes? No? Am I right? See? The ocean of happiness, ocean of joy is in front of me, but I'm sad. Something makes me sad. Something makes me feel not right. Something makes me feel little upset. Something makes me, if this would have been like this, things would have been better. Little expected, more expectation, little, whatever it is. But there's always something that I feel not right. Yes or no? Yeah, no, yes, no? Yes? And it is this feeling pulls us down. Meditation means feeling. It is not thinking. Please underline. Meditation is not thinking. Meditation is not repeating thoughts. Meditation is to feel. Right now, check your feelings. Is it very exciting, happy, I'm sorry, not exciting, very happy, very peaceful, very loving? God's love is in my feeling. That's yogi. Yogi is not by what I wear, big badge, small badge, white clothes, sari, kurta. Yogi is how you feel. You're in a family, you're in a center, you're a householder, you're a working woman, you're in Madhuban, you're wherever you are, that doesn't matter. Where you are, how you feel is what is important. If my feeling is very, very nice, good, I'm a yogi. And to sustain that good feeling all the time, even in my dreams, in my sleep, I need God's company. Without Him, I can't all the time, unconsciously also feel happy. Because it's constant good feeling will create good samskara. That will create a good world, happy world. So-called as golden age. What is golden age? Nothing but good feelings all the time. And if I'm not able to create that samskara now, how can I create golden age? This is only effort we need to do. Clear away unnecessary feelings that I'm holding on to. That makes me heavy, that makes me low, that makes me scattered. One good feeling all the time automatically makes your mind focused. Because I don't have unnecessary feelings that pulls me all directions. Yeah? And that strong faith, that strong sense of surrender that Baba is with me all the time. He is there only for me. He has come for me. I am for Him. This lovely feeling, this lovely bond, I cherish every moment. That makes my mind, my intellect focused all the time. That helps me get over big or small situations. That helps me, you know, forgive people who hurt me. That feeling helps me to forget all that has happened in my past. And so, this is the only effort I need to, you know, don't see anybody, what somebody does, why somebody is not doing something. I only need to focus how I'm feeling, what I want to feel. Why am I here? To feel better or to feel worst? Sometimes, you know, Baba's children feel worst after they come to Baba. They were better before. Feeling what you feel all the time, with something, without something, with somebody with you, without somebody with you, with facilities, without facilities. How you feel, please remember, you are completely in charge, responsible for what you feel, what you want to feel. Nobody can make us feel unless I want to feel the way they want me to feel. Yeah? So I'm the master of my feelings, and I'm here with Baba, because I always want to feel the best, the good, all the time, consciously, unconsciously, even in my dreams, because I'm a true yogi, and this is tapasya. This is tapasya. And I'm consciously also, I leave my body, I'm happy, I'm gone. Recently, you all know the brother in Gansarova. He just left like that. Nobody knew. Yes. He was with a crew and he went up the mountain and he experienced little pain. He came down, he was happy. And then he said, well, I want to go and sleep. He went to his room. He turned on the heater because it was cold then. He slept. That's it. In the evening, 7 o'clock, he went to his room. He slept. By the time he changed and whatever he had to do, he did it. He slept. 5 o'clock, you know, evening 5 o'clock, we came to know that he's not moving. You know, his the brother who went to see at 11 o'clock, he was sleeping, so maybe he's tired. He came back by the time he had gone. And at 4 o'clock he went to see, he's still sleeping. And one thing bothered him, why did he not change his, you know, like when people sleep, they change the side. There is not a little change in the position he was sleeping, same as it is. He was just wondering what's wrong with him. So he called the ambulance, he called. And when he was taken to the hospital, the doctor said it was 13, 14 hours. He left. Gone. Nobody knows. And so Baba says, even in my dream, in my sleep, my good feeling, even if I have to leave in my sleep, I'm happy. Okay? I don't have to remember anybody who hurt me. I don't have to remember anybody who loved me, who helped. No human trace here. Sorry? Oh, yeah. Well, in terms like, he never suffered. It was definitely a peaceful death. But the question is the state of mind. We only see in terms of the physical suffering of a person. The person did not suffer along, did not take much service from people. Very good death. Definitely very good death. What was the state of mind when soul left the body? That moment, nobody was there. And he went up the mountain with a crew who was filming. And he went up there because he wanted to be seen in the film. That's the reason he went up the mountain with them, with the crew. You film me also in the. See the desire. So now what should be my state of mind? So clean, so clean, so clean. Nothing here. One Baba.
Shiv Pita ko ab yaad karo, Mukti Dham tumhe jana hai. Apne sukarmo ke bal par hi satyug mein tumko aana hai. Shiv Pita ko ab yaad karo.
The last thing is to earn blessings. The easy way, Baba many times has said, is to earn blessing. How I can earn blessing? Well, that's another topic. But earning blessing is the quickest way, easiest way to move forward and create my happy, light state of mind. Yeah? Om Shanti. Any questions?
When you said sadness came, but when you want to be a serious person or a sober person, then people say like that you are sad, you are not a serious or if you start laughing, you know, if you start laughing loudly or normal. But then people say, not people say, it is a feeling like you are following PK, Pa, and you are still laughing so loudly. And Baba also mentioned the movie. Even next day, when they start talking to him loudly. And another day, let's say you went so sober or serious. Then how to differentiate, you know?
This is what is called as balance. We are used to the extremes. We are too excited or we are too serious. Because these both the situations are not normal. We are not all the time excited. We are not all the time serious. But to be happy and smiling is a natural and normal balanced state of being. So Baba every time advises children to be to have a balance. In fact, yoga means balance. Not too serious, not too... Baba is to play, Baba is to laugh, Baba is to make joke. I have seen Avyakt Baba. I'll tell you one situation. It was in 80s, I remember, in Om Shanti Bhavan or in Meditation Hall, Panda Bhavan. I don't remember the place properly. Yeah. In those days, Baba used to, stay whole night. Daddy Gulzar used to come and sit at exactly at 6 o'clock. And next day, morning, sometimes 7, sometimes 5, sometimes 4, sometimes even 8. You know, if there is any inauguration, Baba used to stay till 9 also. So I remember, it is very distinct because I enjoyed that scene very much. Baba, it was on Wednesday. Baba came, Baptada came and the whole night stayed. And the next day was Thursday, okay? So the kitchen in charge brother thought, because Baba is there, he can quickly make some bhog and offer directly to Baba. So he made jalebis. Okay, and then he was so excited and he brought hot jalebis in Baba. And then he put one, Baba said, bring, you know. And Daddy said, you made jalebi for Baba, so you give Baba, you know, and feed Baba. So he put one hot jalebi into Baba's mouth. It appeased though, but you know, this the brothers who work in, or sisters who work in kitchen, the hands become immune or hard, you know, they can't sense heat too much. So Baba did feel that hot. He was smiling and enjoying that jalebi and he called that brother. He only put one piece into Baba's mouth. He called that brother. Baba took full jalebi, which was hot, and put full jalebi in his mouth. And he started literally doing this and Baba enjoyed. So you did that to me, you know, you that was such a beautiful scene. And Baba was smiling, you know, I could see Daddy's, you know, cheeks becoming red and Baba was smiling inside. It didn't mean to hurt. Everybody were laughing so much. Everybody understood all the, and when Daddy said, she just, you know, showed a stern eye, is that the way you feed Baba? So hot. He was so excited, you know, like. So we always need to have balance. Balance is not too much laughing loudly or too serious. We can be happy. Why? Our life, yogi life, is not to be serious at all. What did we do being so serious? We need to be light. Serious is not that I don't smile, I don't talk, I don't mingle with people. No. More happy, more mingling, but still that sense of detachment should be there. This is the balance we always need to have. And the yogi can create this balance in his life. Okay? Actually, there's always, you know, somebody in the family or somewhere, such things happen. If three people are happy, one person will be like that, sad. And sometimes, you know, that one person's unhappiness will influence all the three. That person is suffering his karma, but his karma will influence all the rest of the three, although they don't even know why that person is so sad. Sadness and happiness, they are just feelings, negative and positive, good feelings. You can correct the feeling through feelings. Kante ko kante se nikalna hota hai. Thought can be corrected through thought. Feeling can be corrected through feeling. And so Baba says, good feelings, pure feelings. Why? Good wishes, pure feelings. It is the feelings and good wishes can inject that happiness into that soul. If you speak to the soul, why are you sad? Please be happy. You listen to Baba's knowledge. You come to... That's the worst thing you can ever do. But you really... He cannot take tablets. You have to inject. You have to give saline. And that's your feelings. And it's not also... Don't also get that account created with that soul from Baba. Shiv Baba. Bap Dada. You don't consider that soul to be your... whoever relative he is or she is. But that soul is Baba's child. And there are many other souls in the world who are unhappy like that. Baba, give that soul happiness. Create that soul. You be happy. And your happiness, the strength of your happiness, will give strength to that soul. Yeah? Okay. We have a minute of silence before we leave for lunch. Thank you.